cliffcentral.com. But they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal. They didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary. I'd probably go to jail if I shoot it Also gut, mir baut in der Krack benot, der Stocksil alien in der Trinkelien. Sie usen mir Brot katanit dazu. Hanna die Bar in der Mitte versa. Sie kommen so ein Fravelin in eine Ding, eine Freundin so eine Movie, your place of mind. Sie sagt, oh, any place is fine.
Everything it seemed was all
Hanna die Bar, wenn du mal kommst.
Amazing. The track is a groove. You know, it really is amazing.
Judging it just right through the groove.
You know, it really is amazing.
Well, yes, but what if you get out of that groove?
Oh, well, then I'm in trouble.
Yo. Ah, there we go. When we got in, we got a freestyle rap from Joey Razdin.
Yeah.
Have you ever started a show with
a freestyle rap?
And then you didn't.
And then you.
Is it stolen or was it yours?
Yeah, I made it up, my friend.
That was on the spot, Mike.
I made it up. I make more stuff up.
The thing is, I didn't call it a
gray beard.
I didn't call it a freestyle for nothing.
Do you remember if someone said, get a guest?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you do? Let's hear this.
I got a guest.
Okay. Bruh, you know how he sold
Joey Rusty.
You know how he sold me, bruh.
How did he tell you?
He sends me a WhatsApp saying, "Yo, Joey, what you doing tomorrow? Do you wanna play golf at Adult Park?" Then I'm like, "Why?" Then he's like, "No, you must come in. You must come in."
And then
we go play golf afterwards. Like, this guy.
What?
And then you said, "Can't do golf. I've got the child, the kiddie run."
Yes.
Okay. And then.
Yes. And
we'll talk about that just now. But then I'm playing golf at 2.
No, we're not playing golf today.
But you came into the show, and I appreciate that because you're a busy man.
Yeah, I just come
busy.
From gym.
Like the last time I saw you, we did a debacle Sun City experience.
Yeah, that was nice, eh?
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was really cool, eh? Wow. Yeah. How do you like it for a tomato? I felt like I was 32.
Did you feel young? How old are you?
No, let's not go there.
How old are you on your Tinder age? What's your Tinder age? Those companies do...
That sliding
what's
scale.
Thing?
I'm 101.
Discovery.
I'm 101.
What is your real age?
I'm 101 on Tinder.
101.
Old as hell.
And then also just say, who's here? Eric.
Hi, yeah, good morning. This is the voice of Eric Janssen. What's happening?
No, you must say your name, your real name. Eric, the gecko.
I'm not the gecko. I'm someone else. Who was I? Eric the funny one or some shit like that.
That'll be the day.
That'll be the day.
That'll be the day. Well, fuck you.
Do you want to put some ears on? Are you happy?
I'm happy. I can hear you, Moose.
No, but do you have background music and stuff?
No, there's effects and he's got like his fireworks and everything.
Oh.
Join the party.
We got a photographer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How do you like that for a tomato?
How do you like that for a tomato? Is this a new thing? And then also, Eric, we're going to come up with something. Eric Powder Young.
We'll go with powder if you want.
That is
also
a movie.
We do have the albino with healing magical powers.
Also, why does everyone else get shitty names? And
Dave Cockblock Mackay.
No, Dave Cockblock Mackay. Brandon Cockblock Mackay.
With an actual stripper. So you stopped talking to me on WhatsApp.
Huh.
I saved his life.
No,
STDs are real.
No, man.
Yeah, but who says he's going to fuck, bro?
It's Dave.
He brought up. He brought up something called Jesus in the WhatsApp, and she's a religious chick. And like then, you know when the face disappears on WhatsApp and it becomes that blank outline.
Wow, blockage.
That is a bit of an oxymoron.
A religious stripper.
Yeah.
Everyone's allowed into the kingdom. I don't know how you Muslims work it, but then the Christians, we allow everyone. You just say, I forgive you, and then you're in.
No. You see, everybody in this world, whatever religion, are under the false sense of security that their actions is going to get them into heaven. No, my friends, if you do believe in God, it's God's mercy that will get you into heaven.
Yes.
Well, there's the show for you this week.
This has been the Gas Comedy Podcast. Wow, peace.
Just say that again. It is
every religion believe in God.
Yes.
And every dogmatic religion.
Jehovah, Jah.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. So, but you believe in the year after. So you believe that there's going to be heaven and hell.
Yes.
So everybody is under the false sense of security that it's your actions and what you do on earth
that will get
you into heaven
or nirvana or nirvana. Yeah.
But in the meantime, it's not that.
It's
the mercy of God.
Correct.
It's the mercy. It's like because God is most merciful, most beneficent. He's the only one that can forgive you for your sins.
Passing
so
judgment. Yeah.
Yes. There we go. Oh, you see, colored people, we grow up with religion. Even if we don't practice it, we grow up with it.
We know where the church is.
We know where the church is.
And every now and again,
Proverbs 3, verse verse 5.
Ash, here we go.
You guys don't know Proverbs 3 verse 5.
I'm trying to find a song for you, Joey. You've taken the show to new levels.
Proverbs 3 verse 5 is you can't count on your own intelligence to understand stuff. You have to leave it to God's intelligence.
Yes.
Just got to be you.
Say again?
Just be you.
Yeah. Because you can't be creative. Because I'm still saying that if you believe in God, and if you believe that God is most merciful and most beneficent and most gracious, then it's not going to matter what you do. It's going...
This is my only religious song I can find on my iPod.
That's what I said. This is a religious
all the way
song.
Up. All the way up.
All the way up.
Like about heaven.
No.
What is beneficent?
Beneficent.
Explain.
It's like beneficial.
Oh. Yeah, man.
English. And magnificent.
Yeah,
that's true. What the stripper would have been if I hadn't been cockblocked. She would have been.
And you would have had a beneficent disease as well.
Yes.
Just think about it,
it
like
depends,
that.
Though. It depends.
No, you wouldn't have benefited from
but
it.
But Joey, you
were going to give it to me.
we made love in Sun City. Nothing. Are you okay?
I didn't make love, but ooh. It was there. There was
fully like, I want to be on top. I want to be on top. Dude.
No.
you're a good. You're into improvising comedy as well, or is that planned?
Apparently.
Is it apparent? Because, I mean, people say to me, you improvise a lot. And actually, I don't. I think about it the whole day.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking about the product or what it is.
So the thing about it is that you have a premise and you have your things that you're going to speak about. But then obviously when you drive to a place, then you see a cow in the street. Then you're like, there's a...
Or a guy in the front of the audience wearing a
sweatshirt. Yeah.
But even then, someone said to me, oh, you improvise comedy. Talk, be funny for a minute. Talk about socks.
Yeah,
no,
you can...
That makes no sense.
No, but Dave... Like once me and Dave, we were, this is like 10 years ago, like of the first times I've ever met him. Like I was still in my 20s and he was still in his 20s.
So now we know how old you are.
Now we in our 40s now.
Right.
So I was doing this comedy festival and we were in a hotel and Michael Schumacher was still driving.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a long time ago.
Not skiing.
These guys, you guys are horrible. So early on a Friday morning.
And then, because you know when I performed at Cool Runnings, every new act had to give me a word. So before I introduce the new act,
and then
I speak
somewhere that word would come into your comedy.
Or I make a set up with the word.
Cool.
And then I introduce.
But you put
guy.
Pressure on yourself to do that. That was cool.
Yeah, but that's Cool Runnings. You can't do that at Discovery.
Exactly. No, you won't do that corporate.
Yeah.
But that's what Cool Runnings is for.
Cannot.
That's what the box is for.
Yes.
That's what it kitchen is, Poppies. That's
but you spoke about a fridge and about
at a proper gig.
No, but they're in a room. Who is sitting there? Conrad Korokoch is practicing next door. You know, that time he didn't have Chester missing, he had somebody else. Then we thought, who is this in a room with Conrad? In the meantime, it's Conrad
it's
alone.
Himself.
In a hotel room practicing ventriloquism by himself.
By himself. Next door. And then me, Koki, I don't know if you guys know Koki Falco.
Koki.
Koki is a crazy guy. He was one of Dave's best brasa. Him and Colin Moss. Dave, Koki, and Colin Moss.
We use Colin Moss as a cum sponge. Da fall you ure no 8.
Yeah, but it went out now.
That's fine. We can hear you most, like you said when you're right. We'll play music while you think.
No,
don't
play music.
Don't be that guy. Dave, come on.
It's like a full coffee. Stop. It's like a comma.
A full
that's
stop.
A long ass comma, actually.
Yes, name no,
I'm out.
Yeah. Nehanan. Oh, are you out? Yeah, it's just those cables, bruh.
They don't like you.
Okay, it's from laughing and going back.
Koki,
you also in the room. And I spoke about a fridge.
Yeah, you were speaking about the fridge and you were speaking about...
not even on stage.
In a hotel room, bruh. I don't know what it was.
What
about
was in the
room,
fridge?
In the room. At the Royal Park Hotel.
Was it a small fridge?
Nah,
you know what's weird is that as a young comic, you're trying to impress things. Other comics.
Yes.
And I remember
you weren't young.
I'm just talking shit.
Yeah, you weren't young. You were old at that time. I was trying to impress you. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, no, I don't have to impress this guy. I can learn from this guy. So I'm just going to shut the fuck up
and listen.
Oh, and then him and Koki.
Hold up the sign.
What's the sign?
Dave, let him finish.
Dave. Let the guest finish.
So for those of you,
have you noticed, Joey, I've been letting you speak?
This is the first time ever. Feel privileged.
So for those of you out there listening to us, WhatsApp us 0797482090.
Supposed to have a proper show. On the show, we're at 5 past, we're supposed to have a gig guide that comes from Eric.
Yeah,
there's a lot of comedy happening. There's a show, the Stars from the Apollo at the Monte at the main Grand Arena Casino.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh. Do you know about that?
No.
At Monte Casino at a teatro.
The big one.
There we go.
They've got a 5-7 yeah. comedy.
I know about the blue people, but that's not comedy related.
The blue people.
That's blue blood.
Blue blood. No, man. Blue Man Crew.
Yeah, but sorry.
The Blue Man Crew, man.
But you're on there. You're on Kings and Queens, aren't you, in Durban?
Yes,
11th of Feb.
Yes, next weekend.
That's on Saturday.
That's dope.
Next weekend and Saturday, yeah.
Well, we've got a guest coming in next Friday who's gonna she's a radio she teaches radio at a college.
Who's this?
I'm not saying.
Okay.
And then she's gonna come and crit our podcast.
What
I feel sorry for her.
What is it to teach though?
I don't know.
Hey, how to speak to people.
It's 5:15 on the hour. Coming up soon is the weather and the news and the traffic.
Apparently.
And then Brandon's also got, he's going to be finishing the show with a nice little story.
No, but every time I pick one, you say it's wrong.
No, I'm not anymore.
Okay.
Just let him. Yeah, he's letting you finish.
And then at 9:30, we have breakfast beer. But Brandon, tell the people why we can't have breakfast beer in the studio anymore.
We are not allowed to drink in the studio because we are irresponsible human beings. So
no, tell them what the email said. Did I send it to you?
You didn't send me the email.
I feel like I feel like this is how we lose our podcast. Nah? Am I right?
Hey, yo, by the way, this is you the last comedy podcast. Joey Rustine, what a great guest you've been.
I'm on live now. I'm live on Instagram now.
Yo, there we go.
What is Instagram?
I'm old. What's happening?
Yeah.
I'm
on Tinder live also.
Please, everyone knape, eh?
That's funny.
Hola, Tini Mir. Joey Rustine is here.
Just
So.
You know that this podcast is one of the biggest downloaded podcasts in at Sun City, the jail. Everyone listens to this.
Is it?
They just can't WhatsApp us yet.
At 9:15, they also do breakfast beer, but they make the beer out of old fruit and bread in the toilet.
But the toilet wine. Let's be honest, guys.
Yeast beer.
Let's be honest. I'm cock handsome.
You've changed over the years. Do you know that?
Yes.
You used to be quite big.
Yes.
And you had more hair.
I had more hair.
And also in the car traveling to Sun City, you told me about your sporting. You were like a proper sportsman.
Yes.
Played for, in those days, Transvaal.
Transvaal.
And golf. Stop trying to fix. You can't comb curly hair to its side.
You can.
It's like trying to take your pubes and do a middle part.
You're just jealous, Dave.
Dave
is just jealous.
That's why I have you on the podcast.
Dave, what is this book?
It's just a whole bunch of quotes. It's just to end the show.
They list comedians, but they list nine lesbian or bi comedians.
Only nine.
Wait, what? Okay, yeah, cool.
So they actually list them by like sexual preference.
Okay, we have some people that are on the... Michelle's here. Michelle, morning Dave, morning Eric, morning Joey, and handsome Brandon.
How's it, Michelle?
You see him there? Footsack.
I'm joking.
Brandon says, Palesa, will you marry me on the WhatsApp line? That's just a test. Don't get excited.
We were just checking to see if the WhatsApp
was. But Palesa is marriage material.
You know,
Palesa's agreed to marry me. I'm married now at the moment.
Okay, and then John also WhatsApped us.
John.
Is that past tense, Joey? WhatsApped
I don't know, my friend.
Speaking to the wiggly part of the mic.
All I know is that Palesa looks like a Proverbs 31 woman.
The Bible is very, very alive in this podcast.
And it's Friday and I'm Muslim. I have to go to mosque later.
Are you reading the right book?
On the WhatsApp line, what's the WhatsApp number?
0797482090. WhatsApp us. Tell us things. And put your name in front of the message.
At the end of the message, here's a guy who's done the perfect WhatsApp. Let's just give an example.
Woody is Woody Tusson.
Woody's not listening. Dave and Eric, when can I be in the studio? I'm not funny. I just want to join the Breakfast Beer Club.
Oh, he do burped.
John?
Well,
J-O-N.
We don't do Breakfast Beer Club in the studio anymore.
Okay, and it's nearly 9:30, so I'll show you what we did do. Is Brandon and I went somewhere and we did our own little Breakfast Beer Club at 9:30 precisely at some restaurant where the waitress was freaked out because we ordered beer.
Can I just remind you, Dave?
That you're Muslim.
No, that I have another interview.
Apparently, we're going to patch you in.
Okay.
So at any time then you're ready, you tell us, I'll unclip this, and your interview will be live on our podcast with a real radio station.
Breaking the fourth wall.
We're breaking the fourth wall.
We're not allowed to. If we swear, it's over for him. We can't swear.
No, but our mics will be off.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, that's
He's
fine.
Just doing the interview. That what happens is also takes up time on our stupid show.
Basically, that's what we can do from now on is we're going to get people in that have other interviews.
But also notice the difference
that is
when I won't say what the radio station is. It's somewhere on the east coast of South Africa.
Yes.
I won't say the radio station's name.
Yes.
Or the frequency, which is
something
point seven.
But they will be interviewing Jerry Rustin.
Okay.
I've never seen a man with the biggest lips I've ever seen do a mime on his phone. What were you saying now?
I'm just sending a WhatsApp video to one of my friends.
WhatsApp video.
Yes. During our podcast.
No, just saying that because you know you want to floss. Sometimes people don't think you're famous, so now you just say, "Nay, I am actually."
Yeah, that's right. Hey? Someone says,
"Yeah."
You say, "Listen, what do you do? I'm a comedian." Yeah. Oh, I've never heard of you.
I've never heard
really?
Of you.
Yeah. I've got a podcast on Fridays. I had a show at the Goliath last night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do Seychelles on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tomorrow's gig is going to be hot in Durban.
Jesus, tomorrow night.
No, what are you doing in Durban?
What? No? Okay.
No, tomorrow is a big gig in Durban.
Actually, don't tell us because we're going to hear about it in the real interview. This is properly fake. It's not even real. Palesa is not even here.
Palesa, the last time I saw Palesa, she looked like she was 17. Now she's like
19. Where was that, Joe?
Like, yeah.
Where do you know? From Cliff Central?
Yeah, when I came here the first time.
But listen, thanks for coming once again. Eric, some gigs. Please tell me about something. What's happening?
Well, the Goliath Comedy Club has gigs this weekend. You on the line. Okay, yeah.
Let the guest finish. Guest, hold guest, it up for Joey.
Let the guest do his thing. No, what did you want to say?
No, I wanted to say tonight is Soweto
Theater,
Yellows FM. Theater. Tomorrow night is me in ICC. Tomorrow night is also Soweto Theater. Sunday is also Soweto Theater. Next week is Kings and Queens of Comedy. And a week after that, it's Joey Rustin, Point of Reference in Klerksdorp. The week after that is Joey Rustin and Friends in Lodium. And the week after, I'm doing all the Muslim places.
What is the Elders
FM.
Elders Invades Soweto.
Who does that? What you're talking about?
The theater, yeah.
Yes.
Who's on the lineup?
It's him, Prince.
Dylan Oliphant.
And
Eric. Aren't you on?
No, Emilio, not me.
Oh, Emilio. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We're filming it on my
channel. And Charles Ashner.
Charles Ash, yeah.
Apparently, Charles Ash is making good ground there. Someone mentioned, Dave, you got to see Charles Ash. Is he the shiz?
Yeah. It's like you playing, you like Ronaldo, and then they tell you, yeah, there's this new cat you must watch. It's Messi. I don't know. I know Charles S.
Talk about my comedies.
No, I know Charles S. for more than 10 years.
He's a advertising dude.
Yes,
and that's his.
And I know his brother.
So
and
it comes from that like creative background.
And he's funny. And his friends were with Carvin. So.
Mm-hmm.
And Carvin is cock funny.
Oh, your Carvin is unnecessarily funny.
Carvin Goldstein.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do is. This is last night I was testing out my abilities to do things.
I feel like this is going to fail dismally, but let's hear this.
Brilliant job.
Thank you.
Found the people, did what a host meant to do.
Yes.
Keep it real, keep it serious.
Yes.
Find the plants in the crowd.
Boom.
You did it almost like by the book.
Thank you very much. I tried to do it by the book, and I'm happy that you noticed.
Thanks.
Thanks.
And who's on now?
Ambrose Uren.
Is it Uren?
It's Uren.
It's too easy to say
Uren. I know.
I'm very bad with. I have a bad memory when I host, so I'll just call him Ambrose Piss.
Ambrose Piss is nice though. You should change his name to Ambrose Piss. You know that there's a comedian called some black guy.
I've introduced him.
Really?
I felt embarrassed. I was in Durban. And he's very good.
Is it?
And I just thought as a white guy, I'm not doing that. I'm saying, there's a comedian. His name is some black guy.
Why didn't you say it?
I do. I said it. But I mean, fuck, how do you do that?
That's a great name. Let's give them context. The reason he's called some black guy is because nobody can ever remember his name. So he just decided to call himself some black guy.
Will you do? Excuse the noise in the background.
That's Ambrose.
So that's Ambrose Piss. Taking the piss. But hopefully I'll put this on the podcast for, I don't care.
Yeah, no, that's great.
There goes my phone. Just burning real
bright. You know who phoned me during that interview? Brandon McKay.
Oh, yeah. Brandon Cockblock, my guy.
Did you hear the phone ringing at the end of that?
No.
That was you phoning me at the comedy club. Hi, Dave! I'm drunk!
Oh, no, listen.
Are you?
So, ladies and gents, that was the Goliath Comedy Club backstage area. Dave was speaking to Donovan Goliath, just to give people context.
But what I was doing, I'm testing to see if we can take this to elsewhere. The places where we want to go. So, if we've got a recording device on your phone.
I do.
And there's an interesting person.
That I'm
have a go.
Sweet.
Because that was backstage with the noise. Because obviously backstage in any comedy club, they sometimes have
a speaker yeah,
so you can hear the guy.
Yeah.
So we could hear him, and then I said, Donovan, just come talk to me. Donovan hosted like a champion.
Yeah, he did.
So Brandon phones me as I'm interviewing Donovan Goliath, and he says, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm about to go on stage." I love you.
Listen. That's not on. Okay. You know. If anything, I was like, "Dave, I hate you."
I can believe
it. I don't hate you, but if you got hit by a bus, I'd probably be driving it.
Joe. If I was in a room with Osama bin Laden, Donald Trump, and you, and I had a gun with two bullets, I'd shoot you twice.
Where's the gachi?
No, there's no gachi there. That's an iPhone 7. So,
wait,
got so no gachi.
There's no iPhone.
Yeah, Dave's phone on my phone.
Dave, I was just going to say, divert your phone fast to Dave's phone, and then Dave answers and then plug in.
I'm so sorry. That's an iPhone
7 thing. Doesn't have a gachi.
Doesn't have.
What is wrong got with, nothing. With
Steve Jobs died and they took away the hole.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they closed the hole. I mean, you can't leave the hole open if the guy is in it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
So how do
that
you?
Is fire.
That hole's important because it's your earphones.
But I have my earphone. Cordless. I have this adapter. Other thing adapter, but it's in the car. But I'm not gonna go to the car now.
Well, then you're gonna have to talk to East Coast Radio. Yeah. On your own time.
Yeah. No, I will put it on speakerphone. And
but will you give us a rundown of what happened?
Yeah. What time are they phoning you?
Now 25 past 9.
Will you just tell us the highlights of the interview?
But must I go outside now?
You can just sit in the table. You haven't been kicked out. We still want you.
I would say go fetch that adapter fast.
Fetch that adapter. Come on.
I'll go just do the interview here by that guy. That guy that looks like Vladimir Klitschko.
He does, eh?
It does look like Vladimir Klitschko.
But I think he's just the IT guy. He wouldn't be able to beat you up.
Vladimir Klitschko.
How the two? Those are like the boxing brothers of the tennis, the Serena and Venus.
Yeah.
Vladimir
and Vitaly.
Who's the champion?
Vladimir.
Okay.
But he's no more.
Caleb, we got some photos.
Vitaly Klitschko. You know Vitaly Klitschko.
I'll find you later. Yes. Okay, Brandon, we didn't get the gig guide, but I think Joey got a better gig guide than Eric's ever done.
No, it's not, man. It's just the people didn't
Don't
see.
Don't stick up for Eric.
Bro, I have to stick up for Eric.
Thank you,
because
Joey.
Why?
Yeah, because you know how difficult is it to get Paisley.
Not that difficult at the Bruma China shop.
Yeah, no,
everything's Paisley now. Paisley's coming back.
Paisley with a hoodie. A hoodie Paisley.
Sleeveless.
Hoodie Paisley.
Sleeveless.
Plus, he's got the cross.
Eric Johnson does have a method.
Here's it, guys. Okay, I'm going to go speak to them.
Okay. Just tell them that you might be in a podcast.
Hi, Joey.
Yes, how are you?
It's Damon here from East Coast. How are you doing?
I can't complain.
Good, man. Good. Did they tell you we're going to be chatting to you this morning?
That's apparently so.
Okay, perfect. So you're happy to chat after this? I've got about a minute and a bit to go.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
Thanks.
I'll wait for you.
You sound quite quiet on the phone. Are you in a
No, this is a soundproof room, brah. I'm in a soundproof room right now.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going to chat to you after this. We've got about a minute, okay?
Okay, sure. Okay, bye.
Can I ask you what's your most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you on stage?
On stage? When I had an involuntary orgasm.
You had an involuntary?
Orgasm. You know those ones when you walk around the stage and then you see this beautiful auntie and then she's like the Sharon Stone and you're like... Yeah. No, it's not. But we can use that as my most embarrassing moment on stage. Hello?
Hi there.
Yes, can you hear me? What happened now?
Yeah, I can hear you. So I'm going to chat to you now on live, okay?
All right, sharp. No stress.
Okay, thanks. Super. Okay,
bye.
That's funny.
Guys, just
us.
You're gonna have to go there because that guy just shat himself when you said you had an
involuntary orgasm. He was looking for all the cues. Like, what do you do when they say orgasm?
Can I do it?
Yeah. We're gonna hear you. But listen, just stand by the door there, man.
It's fine.
This is a conversation between comedians, and if comedians have to do that,
are you on now?
We're on live.
We're still live. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our thing. You still just
is that coming through the
fire?
Mic?
What the? No, that's his phone.
11th of February at the Durban ICC. One of the comedians, Joey Rustine, a guy whose comedy is thought-provoking and intellectual, performed both locally, internationally, firm favorite with the public. Great to have him with us this morning on the line. How are you doing, Joey?
I'm doing excellent. How about you?
Yeah, good, thanks. So listen, thanks so much for chatting to me. I really appreciate it. Yeah. You must be super excited for the show coming up soon.
Yes, there's a long lineup. So you must come early if you're going to book tickets. Come early because it's a long lineup.
A long lineup. I'm battling to hear you a little bit.
Okay, wait, just give me a second. Just give me a second.
That was Joey Roslin doing an interview.
No, what we try to do there was like major technology failure. Yeah. We try to do an interview on a radio station that actually has a frequency that you can listen to, as opposed to our one, which you can really just have an excuse. You see I didn't have data.
The frequency was fighting with data.
What's up? WhatsApp? Let's get back to normal.
WhatsApp lives.
Okay, Dave Levinson at Cliff Central. Dave, listen to the podcast. At Gary Cliff was on top form with a voice. So I must listen to... So Michelle's now telling me to listen to Gareth Cliff's thing podcast.
She's trying to give you hints. Listen to that and figure out how it works.
So hang on, what must I do, Michelle? Voice? So The Voice is a show on TV.
Oh, The Voice.
Eric. Maybe his voice was better than
I
mine.
I thought maybe he was doing like the radio.
So hang on, so I must listen to The Voice, Gareth Cliff's show today. Michelle, be more specific. Okay, let's go. Here's one here. Mr. 4M, Mr. Fuck You. 4M, Mr. Fuck You. Okay, here we go. Hi, Dave and Eric. Hope this show is live. Awesome show. Think I've listened to every podcast since day one. Give this guy needs a prize.
He needs a prize.
But his name is 4M, Mr. Fuck You. What are you going to do that again?
You are the winner.
We got to get him a prize. You know what I'm going to try and do for you, Mr. Farquhar? We got your number. Just take the number down there, please.
Copy that number.
Write it down somewhere.
Okay.
And then we're going to give him some tickets to the Goliath Comedy Club.
Yeah, see.
Listen
tickets
to every podcast since day one. It's Rusty. Keep it up, Dave. I love your beer, even though I haven't tasted it yet. That's when you know.
That's when you know they love it, because they haven't tasted it yet.
wait, he says something for you too, Eric. Eric, keep working hard, and one day your surname will change to Goliath.
This guy came with gags.
No, sorry.
But just
funny.
Because you're a day one listener, I'll accept it. Thank you.
Okay, so now that the Muslim guys left, we can actually just close the door there so we can. He's busy being interviewed by Damon Beard on East Coast Radio. We now have this is something
called.
This is something called you.
Okay. Yo, there's the music.
This is you, Eric.
This is me.
Yeah, this is.
He's the Chris.
Yeah.
It sounds like I was being tickled, right? Because it was like, no.
We took the show.
He's the Chris. There's a moment in there that it doesn't sound like rape. It sounds like you're enjoying it.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's me. Wow. You guys actually did that.
But no, listen, that's you. Cute. We took all the times that you giggled and laughed like a little kid and put it into
life,
we
man.
Actually had 4 minutes of you just going, that's funny.
Eric, the best thing about the show is your laugh.
Thanks, guys. You see?
Just remember.
Love is important.
Yeah.
Just right, remember. So just
Michelle,
remember.
I'm going to listen to the Gareth Cliff show from this morning, and we're going to try and find tickets, get his number, and just tell him if he's in Joburg, obviously. If he's in another country, he can't come to the Goliath Club. Joey's back.
Dude, you guys missed out on a great interview.
No shit.
Like a real interview.
What did you guys are comedians, and you would have appreciated my answers.
But he didn't.
No, because he asked me, how did I get into comedy? Don't you just hate that?
So you said
a comedy club.
I came to the comedy club, and then someone said, hey, you're that guy from TV.
No, I said I was walking down the street, and there was a box. And on a box, there was written comedy. And then I was like, wow. And
come
then I got
into this box.
The box.
I'll just tell you a story. Like, that guy that interviewed you, I was on the radio with him at East Coast in 2004.
Yeah.
And I had that every day, where I would say something that I considered to be sublime. Because as comedians, we're kind of always looking for the gag.
Yeah.
So it's irritating for people that aren't funny. And he just hated me. He just was like, all right, Dave, we're going to do the traffic now.
Yeah. No, yeah, the thing about it is also you have, because the thing about comedians is that they hack into people's expectations. That's why people laugh. Because you say something that is obvious, but then the other normal person didn't think about that obvious thing. And then they go, oh, wow, that's funny. In the meantime, it's not really funny. It's just
that's the other thing. When you're trying to be serious,
pointing out the obvious.
Sarcastic. They cover sarcastic, the word sarcastic, for everything we do.
Yeah.
It's not actually sarcastic. Sometimes you're just saying the truth.
Yes.
They can't you can't handle the truth.
Yeah. Can you handle
Eric's
it?
Found like a fucking
Eric's
going to
do the traffic now.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Are you going to do
one day, if you try really hard, you can be a Goliath.
Eric's going to do the traffic now.
Okay.
Eric,
Do the human trafficking. Yeah. What's the human trafficking like in Syria?
Rob Burns. Rob Burns does the traffic. This is Rob Burns. No, I don't know how he does traffic.
Who's Rob Burns?
He's Rob Burns.
He's this guy on Twitter that tells us about traffic.
He's on other radio stations.
There's no such person.
There is. He's like every day on Glenn, and he's every day on Fresh sometimes.
When you say Glenn Bow?
Glenn Lewis, man.
I know. When you said Glenn, and I was like, Glenn Bow has a radio show?
Yeah. People don't know who's Glenn Bow.
He's asked me to be on the podcast, and he listens to it.
Yes, I love Glenn Blow.
In fact, Glenn Blow is an instruction, is how you get paid. Now, listen, I know that you're a Muslim, but we're gonna switch your mic off now because we actually have Breakfast Beer Club now.
Yeah, it's fine.
So I know that you. I'm not judging, but you have had. Have you ever had a non-alcoholic beer, or is it just in general not to do any kind of fermented product?
Bra, we were drinking together the other time.
I didn't know that was you. Because remember, when I get a kind of drunk, which I'm not an aggressive drunk. I'm a funny drunk.
Yeah.
And I forget everything.
Yeah, you forget everything, Dave.
All right, so, ladies and gentlemen,
you owe me $100.
That's not from being drunk. That's from being old.
This is Brandon and I trying our best
to. You said
you're
gonna give me $100. I want my money.
I would give you $100 for what?
You got drunk and you're like, I'm going to give you $100.
I said I'd finger you.
Wait, can I just say something?
Oh, yeah, you did. My bad.
What did you say about my lips earlier?
They are beautiful.
See what does beautiful woman of substance say?
Beautiful woman of substance.
Tanil.
Beautiful woman of
substance. Can't say your name on the radio, eh?
Tell them I said those lips are juicy.
Yo.
I would say it's probably just from drool. Okay, everyone, shut up. This is our attempt at an outside broadcast.
Hi, it's 9:30. It's
and then
now
I get
time
set
for
up.
Breakfast Beer Club, the BBC. We normally do this in the studio, but we've been told we're not allowed to drink beer in the studio anymore, so we have to do it now at a secret location. We are currently, where are we now?
We are at a Benbom.
What is it?
It's a Portuguese restaurant, I think. We're going to drink some Portuguese beer.
Okay, so welcome to the Breakfast Beer Club. My name's Dave Levinson.
And I'm Brandon I. Candy McCart.
Brandon I. Candy McCart.
There we go.
Are you sticking with that?
I'm sticking with that.
Okay, so what are we tasting today? I'm going to open mine. This is the sound of it.
That's better than Eric's phone, mate.
Sorry that Eric couldn't be with us because he has stopped drinking.
Yeah.
So it really is 9:30 in the morning. I mean, not in the studio. We're out. We're doing an outside broadcast of Breakfast Beer Club.
Of course.
What are we tasting today, Brandon?
I'm not sure how to say it. So I'm going to go with Cervejas de Mocambique 2M Macmahon.
Why don't you just read the English part? It says, an authentic and refreshing taste makes 2M the preferred 2M. Beer of Mozambicans.
Oh, well, we offended all the Nigerians last week. May as well offend some Mozambicans today.
She did call it Dosh-M.
Dosh-M. Dosh.
So Dosh in Portuguese is two.
Must be.
That's very funny because it's the same in Spanish and every other Latin American language.
Dosh.
Unos, dosh.
Stress.
Mexican.
Cuatro.
Mexico have a beer called Dosh-Ecus, which is 2X. And that means I'm teaching you now two things.
Yes.
Dosh is two in Mexican, and X is ekish. Tell you what, Breakfast Beer Club is full of educational things.
Not only talking about alcohol, you're getting an education here in language.
Okay, so let's not waste any more time. Take a sip.
Take a sip.
I'll just hum a tune in the background.
Disclaimer, I'm very hungover, so nothing's going to taste right.
Do you know what's weird? I think you just read the barcode. Tell me what this beer is about. Thin line, thick line. You dumbass.
It really just tastes like beer, like a castle.
How much alcohol's in it?
4.5%, so that's going to sort us out after.
So what are the ingredients?
It's really just beer ingredients, barley, malt,
that's breakfast,
hops,
boy.
Water, and sugar. Because
why has it got sugar in?
I don't know.
So where is it produced and bottled?
It is produced and bottled in Maputo, in Mozambique.
By Cervejas de Mozambique.
It's Cervejas.
It's South Africa. PO Box 3555 Maputo, Mozambique.
But my official...
And you can go to www.talkingalcohol.com.
Talkingalcohol.com.
That's when you know who you're drunk.
Are you talking alcohol right now?
That's the beer talking. There's a story about a guy sitting on the balcony with his wife. They've been married for 100 years, and he says, "I love you," and she says, "Oh, that's the beer talking," and he says, "I was talking to the beer." Okay,
but my official
What's your tasting notes?
Tasting notes is it's watery.
It says it's refresca. Nossa Maneira.
Nossa Maneira CDM.
So this is it for Maneira, eh?
Yeah. But when you say it, you must speak fast because Portuguese.
Okay, refresca de Nossa Maneira. Cervejas de Mozambique. Dos M McMahon. That sounds Irish. McMahon.
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 All right, well.
Okay, well, now give yours.
Okay, I'm going to just have a tune into there. I'm like a Metallica tune into the...
Metallica tune.
I need a music bit.
I'm good at humming.
It's a very, very refreshing light beer.
It's watery.
It's watery, but it's got a zing to it. It's got a lovely wheaty taste. Anyway, that concludes the most boring breakfast beer tasting we've ever had.
I think next time we should not be hungover, be on measure before we do this.
Okay, do you remember playing pool last night against the Indians?
Yes.
Okay.
We're not very good at it.
Thanks to Cliff Central, and this has been the Gas Comedy Breakfast Beer Club. I'm Dangerous Dave.
I'm Brandon. I'm Candy Mackay, apparently. Catch us at our next secret location. It'll probably be Ben Bonner again.
Cheers. It's right next to the office. Thanks for not letting us drink beer in the studio.
Yes.
Bye.
Explain yourself, because you said you had it.
Before the started, you said you wanted to say something.
Yeah, you wanted to say something.
No, it's gone now.
Oh, no, man. Was it the timing? Okay, so now...
See, we don't need sound effects. Eric's got this.
You, the girl said you have juicy lips. How was your interview on East Coast?
Yeah, it was lekker.
Was it lekker?
Yeah.
Did you say sometimes
it drags?
I don't know. You know, like, you know, not because I'm here by Club Central or whatever, is I love Gareth the way he interview people. Because he doesn't ask you those stupid questions, bruh.
He asks you things that, like, don't make any sense.
And he knows so much about you that you don't even... Then you're like, but how does this guy know this stuff?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And he's got his memory. So I like being interviewed like that.
What do you do?
So do you come on to another person's show and talk about the previous interview they did and how good they were?
No.
Can you, on the next time you be interviewed, talk about how good this one was?
No. So listen here, Dave. you see, that's narcissistic things. So you
assholery.
Yeah, because he asked me how was the interview. So I'm trying to put that interview into context.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm with you.
Yeah. So it's like you. It's like a girl asking you.
Gareth's a pro.
Yeah, so
who was the last girl you slept with? Mm-mm. Don't ask me these things, Jerry. Yeah. Just know I slept with you now and we are gone. You're glowing. Be happy.
That's Eric. That's not me.
And then the other thing we spoke about while we were doing Breakfast Beer Club is that we don't get enough time, not to just talk about comedy, but to talk about you. Like, we spoke about kids when we were driving up to Sun City. I wish I had a mic in that, because we spoke about our kids. Yes. Who was with us? Mo Matebi was with us.
Mo. Yeah.
And we spoke about sport and stuff that's happening and quite deep, I think, maybe philosophical stuff.
Yes, I always speak about philosophy.
You do seem to venture there. Would you do that as a profession? I mean, I suppose you can't do philosophy. We do stand up philosophy, basically.
Yeah. No, but
you get quite deep. You get onto a DNA level.
Yes.
What's your show called? The name of your show?
The most recent one is called Point of Reference.
Point of Reference.
Yes.
So you actually dig that look at life. So from people often do that. They don't look from your point of view.
Yes.
So, like, you have that's a child does that. They don't realize there's a world outside their brain.
Yes.
And some adults do that.
Yeah, most adults do that.
What? They don't look at from another person's perspective?
Yeah, that's why the world is there. There's no empathy to the next person's
Eric's
point of view.
Eric's showing memes to Brandon while we're interviewing a famous celebrity.
My guy, this has nothing to do with us. I understand what he talks about because I listen to his set every time he performs, and every time it's fucking brilliant because he talks about people's perspective. People don't understand other people because they don't take the time to pay attention to other people.
You have to explain your meme.
The meme. It's not a meme. It's just a picture that says...
Yeah, no, explain it.
They tried raping me, but they didn't know I was already horny. Like, that's all that it's...
That's bad, eh? Culture. You know, that you see now, you understand why
Eric shouldn't be on the show.
Not Eric. It's like memes like that puts plant seeds into people's minds. So if there's like a pedophile that sees that,
created a segment.
No, you didn't. That is stop. I'm actually.
Let Dave finish.
Phone.
I mean, Dave, let the guest finish.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
Yes.
Dave, let the guest finish. It's actually printed on a piece of paper.
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah. So what was the next question, Dave?
No, there's no more questions. It's just I like the philosophical side of you.
Yes.
And then sport-wise, did you carry on? Do you still do majors?
Yeah, I still play club cricket when I have a chance. Last year, I played a couple of games. And I still love cricket.
And also, your cricket love goes deeper than that because you worked with them on the awards. Yes. You were backstage doing like the back interviews.
For a couple of years.
They wouldn't allow you in the front.
Yeah, they wouldn't allow me.
I hope
I play in a golf day and not do the interviews this year. Because you get to do the interviews, but then you can't play in a golf day.
Oh, I see. And so rather playing. But I've also heard some other stories. Someone said to me, Jerry Osteen's not allowed to play in corporate golf days anymore because he wins.
Yeah, well, not anymore. Like, yeah, it was for Zurich. It was for one company that I did lots of golf days. Oh. And I won.
But you know, you can still play in the golf day. Just don't enter the competition.
No, but I can't not win or not
play. Yeah, that's you. It's in your nature. I need to win.
Like, it's not competitiveness, but you have to play for something.
For sure.
You have to have some goal.
People in life don't have goals.
Yeah. Isn't it, sister? You have to have goals. Other people is gold diggers, other people is goal diggers. Sometimes it's the same person.
Talking about gold diggers, normally at quarter to ten we have a story from Eric.
Yes.
And where he tells a story
of what's happened in his life.
And we were gonna call it the Eric's boring story.
Yeah. Yes.
But now we're gonna see.
Can I just say something before we go any further? And I think this is with something close to my heart, is that why must we always focus on bad things? Why must we always say bad stuff like boring story or cock blocking?
Have you heard the story?
Like, you know, why can't we just be fucking positive?
Okay,
why can't we keep
that thought? Here's the story.
It doesn't matter if it's boring.
Yes.
It's the perception. Story. It's the perception that you create.
We need
it's
a
It's like
jury,
the point
yeah.
of reference. The point of reference. So when people, that's where marketing comes in. So a guy can be a cuck comedian or a guy can be a cuck singer, but because he's got this marketing thing and she's got this marketing behind him, people perceive it to be brilliant. And then there's a brilliant person, and then because we nail him all the time, but he's boring, he's cuck, so then people perceive that person to be cuck. In the meantime, that cuck person is 10 times better than a person that people say, oh, he's beautiful and that. And that's a fucking irritating thing. So we must actually support ourselves now.
Bet you feel shit now.
How much
you
paying him? Preach. How are you paying
him? It's not even a boring story, man. No, he's telling it.
You know what it is? Eric has a lovely storytelling ability, and we like to showcase it on the show.
Excellent.
We just did it because it rhymes with story. Okay.
Eric's boring.
Like you could be Joey's going bowling or something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Don't try and defend yourself, Dave.
Then that actually reminds me of something else. Then this roasting thing.
Yes.
It's not something that we're good at.
Yeah, and it's not something that
build the industry.
Yeah, it's a mindset. It's not build the industry. It's like we need to get to a point where that doesn't matter. But we can't get to that point where it doesn't matter because people's feelings is still involved. Our industry is still growing.
Yeah.
So if you go to Kevin Hart and there is Kevin Hart versus Michael McIntyre, they're both big oaks. They know. You know what I'm saying? So now if you're a new guy and people don't know them, and then and even if you just two new guys and you're roasting each other, it doesn't matter. That one guy that is brilliant, people is gonna see, but he's not so brilliant because of the roast. Whereas Michael McIntyre and Kevin Hart, because they're doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's my opinion. Good point. No, that's a good opinion.
No,
I don't necessarily. I agree with the bigness of it, and that we're nowhere near ready in this country to be doing the roast battle, but it was forced on us by the channel.
No, it's not. You still had a choice, Dave.
I'll just say no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, and you're, in terms of a career, would you not go, you're getting some TV time, you're getting some sort of publicity?
No, that's not, it doesn't matter. Is that publicity for you, is it good or not?
Yeah, like, you got to take what you can out of it. That's what I do.
Yeah, but the thing about it is like, you can't say, I'm going to be on TV. No, brah. You can't.
You have to, though. This country works like that. There's no, they don't even know you exist unless you're on TV.
I don't know. I disagree.
If you're getting the club gigs, that's where you work.
Do you know who's Thick Leonce?
Beyonce's cousin.
You see, you don't know her. You don't know her. Uh-uh. Because, and she's not on TV. But she's, you know, she's probably 10 times more famous than everybody here in this room.
From doing?
At least 100 times more than me.
Yeah, it's like from doing Instagram. Yeah. Do you know who's big?
No,
the
that's,
blog?
No,
you
that's
know?
A different kind of world, though.
Nadia Jafta. So you can't say what you're saying.
But then, that's from an introspective sense. You've got to actually find a way. If it's going to be social media, then that's the social media. I had to find a way to do it as well, to be on TV.
No. You're not getting it, Dave. Dave, you're giving your age away, bruh.
No, but it's fine. If she's famous on Instagram, that's her way of doing it. I missed that boat. I can't start now and trying to get a million followers.
You can. There's Dan Balzerian. You know,
the guy with the beard and with the chicks.
Yes. Yeah.
That's ass, though. That's how you get
followers. It doesn't matter. He's still got the thing.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is there's this guy, PewDiePie. Do you know PewDiePie?
Yes. PewDiePie's
Blazing. Like, he's blazing. So
He's taken a thing that he's good at and passioned it into the Instagram-ness of it.
No, he's not Twitter. YouTube. YouTube.
Yes. His passion, and he's made sure that it goes.
But now he's good.
But he doesn't need to be on TV.
But now he's going on
TV. You don't need to be on TV.
No.
Hugh Cleonce is not on TV. Aisha Baker is not on TV. Nadia Chafta is not on TV.
YouTube,
they have their own TV. So
YouTube channels.
But YouTube is technically now TV.
Yeah, but they have their own stuff.
They're doing it themselves.
So that argument where you come like, I have to do the rose because I want people. Cuck.
Do a YouTube channel.
Sorry, I disagree
with you. Get your stuff out there.
My YouTube channel is not watched by anyone, so I had to go to the big channel.
No, but you see, your YouTube channel has like three clips of your adverts that you did.
There's no comedy there, just you.
Do you want to do your story?
I can do my story if you really want me to.
For you.
I don't mind.
Are you ready?
What's happening there?
No, we're going to get your story. Ladies and gentlemen.
This is fun.
Oh, you got your story.
Right. No, I have my story. Obviously, I have my story, man. It's my story. Shit. So what happened was, on Wednesday, I went to Ozone for the first time in Soweto. And myself and, you see, like, I love this. Nice. So myself and Yasin went because Yasin was performing, he was headlining. And we get to Ozone. But the thing is, we've never been. Myself and Yasin have never been to Ozone. And we get there. So Jay Boogie sees us, we go inside, we're talking and everything. He tells us to sit backstage. But now backstage has like this glass window, so you can see the audience and they can see you. So whatever you're doing backstage, they pretty much judging you already. So a bunch of guys come in, they sit down, they're ready for the show. Jay Boogie goes out, he does 30 minutes, he comes back in, calls it a break. So he's like first act and host. Goes back out, does another 10 minutes, brings the first guy on. First guy goes out and kills in Vanek. Yasin looks at me, he's like, I don't understand what's happening yet.
Yeah.
Second guy goes on, does the same. Break. Starts the second half, guy goes on again, kills, in Vanek. Yasin goes, I'm a one-liner from Cape Town. My accent is going to get in the way of this shit, and people aren't going to understand. I'm like, just go out there and have fun, man. So these guys did like 20 minutes each. Yasin goes out, does 15. And he's like, yeah, no, these people aren't feeling this shit. So he comes back in. Jay Boogie goes, okay, let's pay you guys so you guys can vibe. And as we're leaving, these girls are walking into the club. So look, skin complexion, me.
Yeah.
Ozone, so wet.
Yes.
And it's got so, blue lights.
You know, everyone is looking at me now and they're like, what the hell is going on here?
Who's this guy?
I'm one of the only three white guys in the room. It's me, the owner, and this albino guy that was dancing in the corner. So as we're walking out.
I saw you give the albino guy a shout out.
Yeah, I was like, yo, shout out, man. That was some dope ass dance moves. These girls are walking into the club. And this girl looks at me like we do the thing. She smiles, I smile, I nod, she nods as well. And then she keeps eye contact. And she tries, like she's walking past me, but she doesn't break the eye contact and she continues walking forward. So I'm looking at her, I'm like, what is this girl going to do? And she winks at me. So I'm like, ayo, she's winking. This is already a pickup. And as she continues walking, she doesn't break eye contact and she bumps into a guy and they both stumble and the guy drops his beer. So I was like, you almost had me, but then you were clumsy. If you weren't clumsy...
Why did you do that now? I was listening to the story. Why did you do that?
See?
The story's finished.
No, Dave, you can't do that.
The story's finished.
Nah, bro.
Is the story finished?
Yeah, that's the...
That is, the story is finished.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
But the story did finish. So he's chillaxed on his phone there. It's the story was finished, though.
Yeah, but you can't do that. I just tried to...
We just had a 10-minute conversation about how we must be nice.
Yeah, how about... Like, why do you...
Don't be a hater.
Yes, brah.
All right, okay. I've also got to drop the mic sound. Is that better?
And the story wasn't finished because the guy
was finished.
No, the guy dropped the beer and the chick and the guy bumped into each other. The guy dropped the beer. What if he had to buy the guy another beer? He's a light skin guy.
He finished there.
No, yeah, I was
going to get it.
No, you were.
Don't be like that now.
No, I had a few more, but it's fine.
Yeah, because that girl. Because I know, I've been to Ozone. I know you can't perform after a vernacular guy if you're not
it's
a
impossible.
Big name.
No.
It's not impossible.
Plus you're going at 11
o'clock. It's impossible. I will kill you. I did that.
Half past 11.
My opening line was girlfriend Dololo.
Matter of fact, nice.
Girlfriend Dololo. Hangna Muntu. And from that.
That is hilarious.
Hangna Muntu. Ubani kamalako datuetu. Mina utlalapi datuetu. Uguyapi manch. Oh, datuetu. Yang chabulis.
Look at you.
Ubulo. Ay, chisa. I
didn't do anything. I didn't perform. I was just watching.
What bon?
I was Yasin's Uber.
And then you can
night.
Speak English because they know. Ha! But Joey is trying to speak vernacular. Then they speak funny. Back in vernacular to me, and then because now I can't answer, but I understand.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, now I'm speaking English. Like you know, when you were smaller, then your mother speak Afrikaans. I'm English to you. Then you saw my answer in Afrikaans because you didn't speak
man.
English then.
Yeah.
Because your mother speak English. So Afrikaans. So people speak English to you when you were smaller. They speak English to you. You understand. But you can't get the English words, then you speak Afrikaans back to them. So similarly, you when somebody speak vernacular like Zulu or Xhosa, and then
you understand,
but then you speak English.
You can't speak their language, so you have to speak.
You understand?
To say that you understand.
So as long as you're there, then you are right.
I have learned for Ozone. Next week, I'm ready now. Go
so
on
now, Joey, can I agree
Zulu.
That the story was finished from Eric on Eric's behalf?
It was
but
finished.
You continued the story as well.
No,
it wasn't a boring story. That was the sound. That was the sound of a battery ending. And it was the sound of crickets, which happened to be in the studio
the
at the time. It was
the
timing.
The crickets were there just
I'm all for positive reinforcement.
Right. What I heard was, Yasin Barnes from Cape Town came to Soweto to perform a headline after three vernacular acts.
Yes, right.
And then there was two light-skinned girls there. And these
guys.
Oh, light-skinned guys. Okay.
And so one guy winked at him.
No. And
a girl winked. How?
You see,
how?
If you listen to the story, you'd know it.
And I was on my phone, Brian.
And
you
were
listening. I mean, I know it was a girl who winked at you, and then she walked into the guys and then the beers and she
and they dropped their beers
and you know at the ending of the story on Twitter you said you'd like her but you're not into clumsy chicks.
Yeah, I was like it would have been a wordless pickup but I'm not into clumsy girls. There was stuff that happened after that.
Oh, you're not
that
into clumsy girls.
Put in onto the thing.
There was stuff that happened after that.
Yeah, no, there was just the punch.
I like the fact that Yasin, who's a Muslim guy, has an Uber driver.
He didn't. Well, that night he had an Uber driver because I was like, I've never been to Ozone, so I need somebody to go with me.
So
and he was
club.
Performing. Yeah, it was lacquer, man.
It is difficult to go on after three vernac
guys, and they killed like proper. CSA was on before him.
It's crazy. And all I want is a translator.
CSA was on before Yasin.
Oh, I won't never go be after that.
CSA
at the black crowd.
CSA
never ever in my entire life.
He had a gag about buying breakfast at Wumpy. And then they ask you how you'd like your eggs done. Then it's like, I do it like it is in the picture. But all of it is in vernac. Do it like it is in the picture. It's like, no, but you need to tell me if you want it easy over, if you want it honey, do you want it scrambled, well done. The guy's like, how am I going to know if it's well done? I didn't go to the kitchen and watch you make the eggs. What if you didn't know Kajab?
But now imagine this in vernac.
In vernac. Yo.
Wow.
People. Who's the other guy that hosts a lot there?
Jay Boogie.
Jay Boogie did a thing about his girlfriend. I don't know if it was Jay Boogie. With his girl, that's a one-night stand. And he's trying to get rid of her. So he says, let's go get something to eat. In other words, at least they're out of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
So once she's there, it's kind of taxi ranks there. We can sort of mosey down. Yeah. And it's not a harsh exit. It's like, thank you, man. That was great.
It was fun.
See
let me
around.
Feed
Bye
you
now.
And let you so,
and then
know
she,
that you're leaving.
She orders, but it's a digital screen. And this is what I was getting. It was so lucky to watch him next. The digital screen changes. So she says, what do you want? So she looks at the screen, and as it changes, so she wants the chicken licking, whatever it is, and the changes to milkshake. So she goes, what kind? She wants chicken licking cream soda. Or something like, I don't know what it was, but it was like a hot wings cream vanilla. And he's like, are you serious? The screen just changed, and you carried on ordering while the screen. And this is now also what I picked up in vernac. It was brilliant, because comedy is no longer just one little spot. It's going to places. The thing about this podcast is to tell people about that. Because I'm sick of, even last night, the chick came and asked me so many questions. Not a young person, Investec were there, they had a table. She said, how do we get in here? Can we buy tickets at the door? Who's on? Is it just you guys? What else do you do? Are you on? She's asking me questions based on what we think, because we do comedy every night. And it's the same what producer, point of reference. Mm. So first time she'd been to a comedy club.
In her life.
She saw Donovan was hosting.
Holy shit.
Who was on before me?
Ambrose Urin. And then you.
And then I came on, and then you had an Australian
Marcus
guy.
Ryan from
she was
Australia.
In her element. She goes, I've never seen this stuff before.
Mm.
So that person, take her as being a percentage of the audience. Mm.
You remember?
Need to get
you remember
her
the,
into comedy.
You remember the Italian guy's girlfriend last night? She came out and gave Donovan shit for like 20 minutes after the show. She's like, you were talking about race. Don't do that. It's not right.
So she didn't know that
she
he's
gave
a,
him shit. Yeah, she didn't.
Darker person.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny for me.
I love that. Have you been to London and we, how they attack what we'll say, how they approach race? It's a non-existent thing. You can't do it.
No.
You know, every single comedian I've seen, I've been at a show where they're all gone and said, oh, it's great to be here, you know, as a black guy, it's this. But their perspective.
Yeah. But the thing about it again is point of reference.
We got 3 minutes left, Joey reference.
It's one, one minute, bruh. No, it's just point of reference. So you go performing, Ken. Did you ever, if you could understand Japanese, I saw this Japanese comedian. My goodness. But I couldn't understand you.
But it looked,
he looked so funny.
So funny.
Listen, we do have to wrap up. Joey, I'd like you back on here because you're the only person that's that I've disagreed with in the whole comedy world since this comedy started 16 years ago. I like disagreeing with you because you're strong. That's what we need.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. And I don't give Eric a hard time. I actually, only the things I say are nice, and I love him, and after the show, I buy him an ice cream.
Yeah, never. But the people don't see that.
They don't see that. Apparently, I must wrap up because Sex Talk's coming up.
We're going to film.
This has been the Gas Comedy Podcast. This hour goes too quickly.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Say goodbye,
love
Brandon.
You. Goodbye, everybody.
Say bye.
Away, Master Gunners.
I'm Dave Levinson. Good night. CliffCentral.com